Okay, so with this visualization technique, you can do this with any small, preferably natural object, really. And it is not a complicated process. All I need you to do is just to begin with, just look at it. And I want you to approach this in the sense of getting to know the object. So, what are your first impressions of it? It's not just about looking, it's also about your other senses as well. Is it heavy? Is it light? Is it rough or smooth? Is it warm or cool to the touch? Does it smell of anything? You don't have to taste it. Obviously, if you were doing this with a strawberry or something at home, that would make more sense, but to begin with, just starting to, like I say, just get to know it. Are there now details coming from it? You know, what are you noticing new details that you hadn't noticed before? And then do you have an idea of its story? Do you know where it's come from? Can you make an educated guess as to what it might be and what its story might be? How did it come to be the thing that it is right now? What might it become in the future? The more you spend time with it, the more absorbed you become in this one thing. The better you know it, the more you'll be able to remember it. When you're ready to do so, I'm going to invite you to play with your skill of visualization. So once you've made friends with this thing, once you've got to know it a little bit, what I invite you to do is close your eyes and see how clearly you can imagine it. And what you'll find is, maybe after a few seconds, maybe a bit longer, your image will start to fade, you'll start to become less sure of the details. Maybe you'll forget what colour it was, whatever it might be. When you feel less able, when you get to that point where you're less able to hold the image of this thing in your mind, you just open your eyes again. Spend a few moments looking at it, and then when you're ready, close your eyes again and try the same thing. So that, in a way, that makes sense, and with a rhythm that works for you, you're starting to spend time getting to know it, and spending time remembering it, spending time getting to know it, and spending time remembering it. And visualization and memorization are skills, and they are skills that we can train in a very simple, easy way. As I said, you can do this with any small natural object. So long as it will sit still long enough. Candle flame can be quite nice. That's quite traditional. Hopefully, the more you do this, the longer you are able to spend with your eyes closed, visualizing the object. And I'm going to give you maybe a couple more minutes to do that now. And for the last few moments now, keeping your eyes closed if they aren't already, and when you're ready, just asking yourself, it may seem like an odd question, but asking yourself if this object has anything to tell you. What would it say to you? And there's absolutely no rush and no hurry, but when you're ready, I'm going to ask you to come and scoot your way up here to me.